سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد حطب الدين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this deen very easy for us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last month at this time, because alhamdulillah, in this platform here, for the last, I think, 13 to 14 years, we have been coming and addressing you first Jummah, first Friday of every month. Last month, the first Jummah, alhamdulillah, Maulana Abdul Aziz and I, we were sent to Windhoek, Namibia, and we were preparing for a talk there. Subsequently, after working in Windhoek, we went to a place called Oshakati, 700 kilometers away, with one of those aircraft which generally fall off the air, 8-seaters. And when you're flying in those aircraft, then inshallah you must ask one another for an interview on that. It brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you see that you're flying and you're sitting inside, and when it's non-pressurized, then you make a lot of zikr and fikr and read kalimas backwards, forwards, everywhere. A lot of that's nice time for dua to get accepted, because you get contact, then you feel you're really in contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially when we are going and the person is missing the tarmac to land on and he's going towards the mountain. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. He took some work from us. You make dua that Allah takes work from us. And you make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts work from us. And you make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not put any pride in our heart. There, in the gatherings, one question was posed, which I will answer today here also, which troubles many people. The question of takbir. Because it is a difficult topic to understand, takbir. And also, last night a person phoned me and asked me a question that why people are, in certain countries and areas, why people are dying out of starvation? How come? Don't we get our risks? What is this takbir story? The solutions for our problems, internationally, locally, nationally, domestically, lies in three things which I keep saying and I keep explaining. One is that we must have aqidatu sahiha, correct, valid, reliable, proper beliefs according to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. Secondly, amal as-saliha, good actions, righteous actions. And thirdly, jihad fi sabilillah, making jihad for ilaha kalimatullah, for upliftment of the kalima la ilaha illallah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I told you, for Muslims, we have to have our belief structure has to be perfect. It has to be concrete, perfect, conclusive, decisive, without flaw, without defect. And it is unreal what certain people preach, propagate, and want us to believe. For example, I will narrate two, three atrocious, blasphemous beliefs which people preach, propagate. And most of this comes via poetry. What poetry has done to Islam, concocted, fabricated poetry, falsifying the correct and valid beliefs, is unreal. And poetry also in a special way of Qawwali. What it has done to Islam that brought in false, batil, fallacious beliefs into the pure, pristine teachings of Islam. They will sing poems and they will say, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to Miraj. And when he went on Miraj, and he was going towards Sidratul Muntaha, and all these poems, without fail, they are based upon emotion, sentiment, attacking the heart, moving the blood, removing the brains, and pushing the wrong belief. And the singers, after propagating and singing the wrong belief, the people give them money also. So they say the person, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going for Miraj and he come to Sidratul Muntaha. And if he come to Sidratul Muntaha, he got stuck. Then someone touched him from the back, and when he turned around, he asked, who are you? So the person said, I'm Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. So what are you doing here? He says, no, you cannot go forward, O Muhammad. You must put your foot on my shoulder, then you can go forward and you can go and then meet your Rabb. And the people get so excited about this because it is sung, and the people venerate, honor, and love Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi so much, and they get carried away that this is absolutely rubbish, and this is absolutely fallacious at destroying the belief of a person. What Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani is doing there at Sidratul Muntaha? And do you think Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is called by Allah Ta'ala and Allah sends a burak for him, then what Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani is used there? But people get paid for saying this nonsense. And people are lauded for this. Then the people say that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Miraj. And when he went for Miraj, all dramatics. That veil after veil was being opened and he's coming closer to Allah. Veil after veil is being opened, full of emotion and sentiment. And the narration goes and the lyrics carry on. And then when he went, and finally when the last veil was opened, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw himself tying a turban. And we know exactly what this means. This means that the people are trying to say that Allah and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are seen. And people get rewarded, I told you, they pay them for this nonsense. Then they have poetry recited. They say the only difference between Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the Farsh he is Ahad, and on the Arsh he is Ahad, on the Farsh he is Muhammad. There's only an alif and a meem difference. Meaning, they are propagating a belief that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, he is Allah incarnation on earth. And people believe this. Then they have, for example, the Durzi Shias have got a belief. They say that when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu died, then his soul was captured in a green bird. And now that green bird is fluttering around and moving around and floating around, and Hazrat Ali is moving around on the surface of the earth in the form of a green bird. Incarnation of Ali, radiallahu ta'ala. So this is all Greek mythology and Hindu gymnastics. Let alone their Hindu belief of Aga Gavan. Aga Gavan is a transmigration of souls. Some other day I'll discuss with you about that. So respect to the elders, that we have to be cautious. Our belief about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our belief about Allah, our belief about the Malaika, and everything has to be correct, perfect. And one of the things that you and I as Muslims believe in is that everything happens, eventually good and bad is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And the typical scenario is what happened in Afghanistan. When Afghanistan was controlled by the Taliban, and at that time, after September 11th, you and I know that Osama bin Laden never caused it, Al-Qaeda never caused it, Taliban did not do it. September 11th has been caused by a few American Jews, a class of American Jews who were to control the New World Order, and they are the people, not all the Jews, it is a group, it's just a handful of families, few families who have done that, to create instability, international instability, economical chaos in the world. Respected elders, nevertheless, when the Taliban were ruling Afghanistan and when the Americans decided to attack, our mawqif, our standpoint was that we were all praise for the Taliban, and we are still all praise for the Taliban. Respected elders, but we must realize something, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the final say. At that stage, all platforms, from every platform, all the ulama ikram, with due respect to them, we were praising the Taliban, calling for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not realizing the practicality of the situation. One is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come in totality when we have 313 Badri quality sahabi. Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh one day said that if I have 313 people who have got the quality of Badri Sahabi, I will cause a revolution on earth. They asked him why. He said, first of all, 313 is the figure of Badr, the Sahabas in Badr. And Badri, because each one of them was not focused on the causes. They were focused on the causer of the causes. Respected elders, that when we are fighting with pea shooters against B-52s, then definitely, eventually, we will have to retreat. Understand something here, and do not misquote me. I am pro-Taliban, completely pro-Taliban, more than you. And what Mullah Umar did by retreating and moving away was the right thing. The most logical, reasonable thing to do was to go away and fight another day and live another day and to be victorious another day. Because at the moment the status quo in Afghanistan is total chaos. Just lately now, they killed 37 Tabligh Jamaat members in Kandahar. Activity, the teachings of Islam is no more read, you cannot read it in Kandahar anymore. That's the latest order that came out now. So the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against the kuffar and against those people who are opportunists in Afghanistan will definitely come. But we as Muslims, our understanding must be that in anything, for example, if someone is sick in your family, and our responsibility as Muslims is what? That if a person is sick, then you should make ilaj. You must treat the person. If you have got the means, you go to the best treatment. According to your capability and capacity, you spend and you treat the person. And you also, if you feel that there is some outside influence, you treat that without becoming conned. When I say outside influence, because unfortunately these days, every South African got one jinnat on him. You understand? You see a person, you see all the Mufti Sahib today, he was not well. Maybe what jinnat on him today. No, with respect to the elders, I got a flu, heavy flu. I just come out of the operation. So everything, you cannot say jinnat on you, jadu on you, nazar on you. All the jinnats of the world came away to South Africa. You understand? And only on South Africans. respected elders, and there are so many professional thugs out there who are ripping the South African publics out. And they have a field day with us. That they, for every single thing, there is a Taoist, and they're making you drink water and bath in water and run on the seashores, and they're making you cut cows and sacrifice bulls and cut black cows, throw white fowls this way, and funny things we are doing. All in the name of treatment. And giving a lot of money too. Give money some masjid or something, madrasa. And give some money, Allah Ta'ala will reward you. Now I see, inshallah, when one of the days, Mackenzie Park Sunday. Mackenzie Park Sunday, there is Masjid League. Inshallah, they would have some program there at 10 o'clock, inshallah. So you go there to make some dua, Allah Ta'ala, make a masajid abad in our country. So, respected elders, our view of everything must be that we must try our best. And then we must make dua, Allah Ta'ala give barakah. And then the result, whatever the result comes, we must accept it. This is the idea of taqdeer. That you try your best. Your child is ailing. You try your best. You put the best medical treatment. You make dua. You ask the elders to make dua. Yeah, also. That only Maulana's duas don't get accepted. Understand that. For duas to get accepted, your duas are more powerful than my duas. You understand? Why? Because the person who is affected, his duas is the one that is getting accepted. The person who is with the water, he's in the ship and the water is around him, his dua is accepted. So your dua is more powerful, respected elders. But it is permissible you go and tell some Maulana, some Mufti, some elder, make dua. And then when you have done everything and something happens to the child, then you say, this is taqdeer. Similarly, like Taliban, whatever they did, and now the result has come, we should not be despondent. I get information, some Maulanas are getting heart attacks, that what has happened. No such thing, respected elders. We haven't lost the war. The war is now starting. Mullah Umar has stated this lately. Now we are starting the war. Respected elders, how we should have courage. We should have himmat. And we should say we are going to live and we are definitely fighting the next war. And we are going to. The facts you are in front of you, that Britain has already three-quarter moved out. Canada has moved out. They left Turkish forces there only, trying to win over Afghanistan people in Kabul. Why are they running away? They are dying, that is why they are running away. And over one local radio station, it was stated two helicopters were dropped and 700 American forces died. And then it was realized that was a mistake, they should not have said it. After that, they mentioned it once more and no more after that. In one so-called radio popular station. Respected elders, so our attitude must be that we must accept it. The result we must accept and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the masala of taqdeer, why we don't understand it? Because taqdeer is a masala of the, has taken place in the akhirah. And we are sitting in the world trying to analyze what has happened in the akhirah. Understand this? If I tell you that you must add 2 rands to 2 pounds to $2, can you do that? You say, no, you cannot do that. Why you cannot do this? Because I'm telling you to add currency, but I'm giving you different currencies. Unless we don't bring everything to rand, or everything to dollar, or everything to pounds, then we cannot understand, we cannot make this arithmetic. We cannot add it. If I tell you to add troy ounces, pounds, kilograms, you will not be able to do it. Why? Because I'm telling you to add weights, but I'm giving you different weights. Unless we bring everything to pounds, or we bring to troy ounces, or we bring it to kilograms, then we can add it. Why? Because now we have got a common denomination. We got a common level of function. We got a common level of movement. Then we can do it. Now we are sitting in alim al-dunya, and there is alim al-barzakh, the grave, and there is alim al-akhirah, the akhirah. And we are sitting in the alam al-dunya trying to understand what happened in the alam al-akhirah. That is why we do not understand talbir. And that is why the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't try to understand it, you will not understand it. Why? Because we have got a time barrier. We've got a time factor difference. Unless the time fields are brought onto one, then we can understand it. When the time fields are not brought into one, you cannot understand it. And that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when once he came out to inform the Sahaba ikram, radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, about the night of Laylatul Qadr, then he heard Sahaba were discussing vigorously about takbir. And then his face became red. It was described in the hadith that his face became so red like the pomegranate, like redness of the pomegranate. And he said, because of this discussion, he forgot the date of Laylatul Qadr, which is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there are many things in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not know. So there are certain questions, respected elders, that we should not be asking, because sometimes the question itself is wrong, and sometimes the answer you cannot give because we do not have the ability, the capability, the capacity to understand the answer. And taqdeer is one of these things. Because the prior knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make a man do what he has to do. One, it is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Taliban will retreat. But it does not force them to retreat. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, someone asked him, because there are various groups. One group is called Qadriya. Qadriya say that man has got absolute, total, free, voluntary will. He does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. He has got his whole life in his hands. He does what he wants. And another group called Jabariya, they say no, man is a puppet on a string. He's got no say absolutely. And the Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaat is as expressed by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, someone asked him that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, explain to us, what is takdeer? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told that person, stand up. So the person stood up. Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him that, pick up one leg. That person picked up one leg. Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him that, now pick up the other leg. Now pick up the other leg. So the person said, I cannot do this. He said, this is takdeer. That certain things are in your control and certain things are not in your control. Certain things you got voluntary control of. Respected elders, that if you're walking on the road and there is a hole and you put your foot in there and twisted it, then you don't say takdeer. These are written in takdeer. That's stupidity, that. That's foolishness. You need a hiding for that. You understand? Then you come back from Hajj and Umrah and you come and get caught in the customs. You say, yeah, this is takdeer. Takdeer, that's stupidity, that. You understand? So, respected elders, that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated one hadith that a Muslim is that who does not get himself in a position of embarrassment. A Muslim is such a person who does not get himself in a position of embarrassment. He must not go into such a situation that he looks red or is caught in the blue and then he's caught standing at the custom waiting for help. Respected elders, so to reiterate that Allah Ta'ala, He knows what we are going to do. His prior knowledge, His pre-knowledge, because He is Alimul Khabir, He is Allamul Ghuyub, and He knows everything. Because He knows everything does not mean that He's pushing us to do things. Does not mean that He's pushing us to do this. Because He knows it, this is His achievement, His kamal, that He knows everything. But his knowledge does not preempt us or does not force us to do what we are doing, because, respected elders, otherwise he will not explain to us repeatedly in the Quran and in the Sunnah that this is the road of Firaun, which goes to Jahannam, and this is the road of Musa, which goes to Jannah. Choose it. This is the road of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of achievement, salvation, success, going to Jannah, and this is the road of Abu Jahl, going to Jahannam. Otherwise, he should not have given us the guidance and the book of guidance, the Furqan and the openness and the two-road system and the two-road ideology and the two-road methodology and the two roads where we can go, one towards Jannah and one towards Jahannam, one towards the pleasure of Allah, one towards the displeasure of Allah. Then he should not give us. Respected elders, that to keep a beard on your face, are you forced to do it or not forced to do it? Respected elders, you got everything in your control. Unless you're looking for second wife or that story. That's a little story, that is, respected elders. You understand? Because before that, even that, looking, you should look at the mirror and look at ourselves, our wonderful we look. Respected elders, so to keep a beard, you got an option. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot tell him, no, I was forced to use the razor because it may have been cheap in our country. Respected elders. So the road is open to make salah, not to make salah, to give zakat, not to give zakat, to go for hajj when it's obligatory, not to go for hajj, to adopt the sunnah, not to adopt the sunnah. So when we contravene the act, then expect the punishment. One more hadith before I conclude. It comes in Bukhari very clearly, and understand this clearly, that the sparrow dies out of freezing. The sparrow dies out of freezing because of the action of the Muslim. That's how powerful our action is. So let alone the human being, the animal suffers because of our action. So the people who are dying out of starvation, it is because of our actions. And I address myself first, not you, respected elders. Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi, one day one Jamaat came, and they came, they were quite happy. They said, in that area we were, one Hindu school burnt out. One Hindu school burnt out. Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi expressed grief and sorrow. They said, Hazrat, but you should be happy. He said, no, there must have been something wrong with your zikr. You did not make enough zikr, that school burnt. He said, Hazrat, but the Hindu school? He says, no, it is damage. Damage is damage. So, respected elders, the nuksan, the difficulty is caused by us. So we should reform, change, alter life, become good Muslims. We see good conditions. Don't think so, we South Africans are very good Muslims. We are in a very bad shape. May Allah grant us the ability to reform. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.